before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Joseph Warren Simpson.
You're Mr. Simpson. Okay, and Mr. Simpson is a... Okay, sir. Once again, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Joseph Warren Simpson, 170-136.
Mr. Simpson, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that I see so far, you was notified of this hearing back on October the 12th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to be representing yourself this morning, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. And they are the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, to my right, to your left, and to my left, your right, would be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And the gentleman that you should be able to see now, the Honorable Mr. Saunders, Mr. Jeff Saunders, and he's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Simpson and Mr. Saunders, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you do have one allegation on your warrant, and I am going to read it, and once I have read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 224 South 4th Street, Cottonwood, Arizona, on or about August 16, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Simpson, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Based upon the admission of Mr. Simpson, the board has voted to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and the motion was made by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Mr. Kiwanis, and now we will go into phase two of your hearing, sir. Now, in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. However, we begin phase two by getting some background information on you, and following this, we will come back and talk to you and listen to you, and then the board will make its decision for this morning. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as we get some background information coming from Mr. Saunders. Mr. Saunders, sir.
Mr. Simpson was released on July 14th of 2017 with the date of arrest of 9/21/2017 by the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9/22/17 with an adjusted CSED of January 20th, 2018, reflecting 36 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 2015, aggravated assault, receiving 3 years, and an additional count of aggravated domestic violence, also receiving 3 years. Prior convictions in 2003, criminal damage, receiving 1 year. In 2006, endangerment, receiving 1 year. Later in 2006, the drug paraphernalia violation, receiving 1 year. In 2007, criminal trespass first degree, receiving 1 year, 9 months. 2009, dangerous drug violation, receiving 3 years. This is seventh term of DOC, COIR score is a 2-2, mental health score of a 3, substance use score of a 2, no STG affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, in 2003 was a TIS completed 4 months. In 2006, TIS release, absconded for 33 days, arrested on new charges, possession of drug paraphernalia, reached a CSED while in custody. In 2007 was a TIS release, arrested on new charges, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, reached CSED while in custody. In 2008, a TIS release, arrested on new charges of possession of dangerous drugs, revoked by the BOEC. In 2011, TIS released, completed 8 months. has a minimal disciplinary history, other arrest information in 2001, a DUI, liquor drug vapor combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. In 2007, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, not processed. In 2013, this is May of 2013, a domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. December of 2013, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. In 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. It's a G5 V6 score.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sanders, for that information provided to the board. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Simpson, and I do take note that when you were initially released, you were to go to the Agna House up in Cottonwood, and then you, I believe, left there. Where did you go after you left, or did you leave that halfway house, sir? What happened up there at the halfway house in Cottonwood?
I did leave the halfway house. I made contact with Donna, which was my parole officer at the time, letting her know that it wasn't a good idea that I was there. It was from the environment and the atmosphere I was around, and you know, I didn't want to set myself up for failure. So she told me, you know, she got kind of mad at me and told me I shouldn't have applied for that address, and I understand that, you know, and they gave me 4 days to give my address because I got out on the ERC. And she just kept telling me no, and being my best judgment, I made that mistake of doing what I had to do, and I left, you know, and I fully admit to that, you know, it's no one else's fault but mine. And so when I left, I got contacted with a friend of mine and started working with him, and I did make contact with her several times, you know, letting her know I couldn't make it in the office, and the last time she contacted me, I said I'd be there, and I didn't show up, and you know, I take responsibility for that. And you know, the dash issued a warrant for my arrest, and here I sit, back in Carver Corrections.
Okay, sir. Now, from your perspective, and not from the perspective of the parole officer, why the halfway house was not suitable from you? I think you stated that it was not suitable. So apparently, something was going on. So, what you felt was not appropriate for you at that halfway house, sir?
Well, it was more. I felt like if I stayed there, I was gonna use again, and that's not what I wanted to do. And there was a lot of people there that would like a mental disorder, you know, like the, I don't know what they call it, SMI, and I just, you know, instead of going a better route, you know, like I should have, and you know, I regret that right now. You know, I should have, you know, stuck through it and give it more time, and I didn't. And that's always been my problem. That's why I always come back here, you know, and it's, I'm getting to a point in my life where I'm not going to do this anymore, you know. It's not what I want to do, you know. I've spent way too many days in here, and, you know, it's the first time I can honestly say that I didn't catch new charges, you know. It's something that, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, you know, it's kind of,
well, we're glad you didn't get any new charges, but you mentioned drugs, and as I look at your record, I see that drugs have been had been a part of your life for some time, apparently, drugs and violence. So what was the drug of choice that you had when you were using, sir?
It was alcohol and methamphetamines.
Okay, and remember that this is not a court of law, and we cannot bring any charges against you. But when the last time that you used any drugs or alcohol, sir?
Last time I used drugs was, I can say, I got arrested on this case right here.
Okay, well, that would have been September 21st or thereabouts, I would assume that's when you were.
No, I mean.
Oh, when you were arrested back in 2016.
14.
14, okay, so when you were arrested in 2014, so you haven't used any drugs since then, sir, in your recollection?
No, I haven't drank alcohol.
Okay, and, okay, so you have had some alcohol. Now, while you were out, did you have any employment whatsoever, sir? Because we don't show any, but sometimes they just don't, it just does not appear. Did you have any employment, sir?
I had employment when I was at Angie's house. I was working at Blackberry Diner, that's in Cottonwood. And when I left, you know, when I left the Apple House, I was working, but I can't prove that to you, so I don't have any payroll stubs, so. I'll say I was working for the period of that Angie's house, which was approximately, I believe, 32 days.
But when you were working, well, you don't have any pay stubs, you were being paid, as I think as we call it, you were being paid under the table, which is not illegal, by the way, but that's how you were being paid, kind of under the table when you left the halfway house and was doing some things.
Correct.
Okay, sir. And I do not show, and maybe it just did not appear here, I don't see any UAs. Did you submit any UAs while you were out, sir?
She never directed me to take a UA on color. She said as directed, and I was never put on task.
Okay. I guess my final question is, and maybe you already answered it, okay, after the halfway house, apparently you lost contact with your parole officer. So did you contact your parole officer at all after you left the halfway house, sir?
I contacted her approximately three times, and the last time she contacted me was on, I talked to her, was on 8:30, and then when I did show up to her office, you know, I figured, you know, I'm not gonna talk to her and give her, tell her I'll be there when I'm not, which I made a mistake of doing. I should have kept in contact and reported to her. I mean, it's something that I take full responsibility of. It's no one else's fault but mine.
But I think you stated that you were scheduled at one point to go to report into your parole officer, and you didn't show up. Do you remember why you didn't show up at that time when you were supposed, when you had made a commitment that you were going to show up, sir?
At the time, you know, I was in the middle of working, and I didn't have the right, I don't have a driver's license, and where I'm staying is that, you know, there's no public transportation. There's, you know, and it was hard for me, but then again, I'm not going to make excuses of, you know, I made the mistake, and I totally accept responsibility of it.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. Honorable Mr. Kiwanis.
Doctor, I'd ask to defer to Mr. Sanders.
Yes, sir. Please, sir.
Yeah, some clarifications on the point of the testimony given. To clarify what led up to the offender not reporting, the parole officer received a phone contact on 8/15, 2017 from Angela Lozano stating that the offender had called 911 twice the night of 8/14 and into the early morning hours of 8/15. She said he was acting strangely and thought he might be on some substances. Continuing on 8/15, the parole officer also indicates that this officer made phone contact and directed the offender to task to drop a UA on 8/15 and report to the Prescott Parole Office. The offender failed to report to the parole office on 8/16. Then on 8/15 later on, late entry, the offender admitted to using methamphetamine while on the phone to the officer and was advised that he would seek treatment at MRC on 8/16. Then on 8/16, when he was due to report to bring clothing and hygiene items to the office to be transported to the Maricopa Reentry Center for treatment, that is when the offender failed to show up and absconded at that time.
Okay, well, thank you. That clarifies a whole lot of things. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Board members, any further questions for Mr. Simpson? Board members, apparently we don't have any further questions for you, sir, but we're coming towards the end of your hearing. Therefore, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board this morning, sir?
Yes, I do. You know, if by chance I didn't get granted this, I would like to go to, you know, MRC or a place that can set me up so when I don't have use again in my life. You know, I don't want to get out of here with no paper trail. You know, I feel like I want to succeed in life, you know, and I understand that there are programs that DOC offers outside of like the MRC. You know, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to go to halfway house of your choice. You know, the success rate, regardless, you know, if I have to, I plan on staying if I go to a halfway house until I complete it, if not longer. You know, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I need that. You know, I don't want to get out of here and just be free to do what I want. I want structure. I want something I can do to better my life and my children's lives. You know, it's not an option for me anymore to come back here and do the things that I've done since I was a juvenile. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. I would just want to make one comment on what you stated, sir, and that is as it relates to the Maricopa County Reentry Center. This board does not have the authority to place you there. That's a decision totally left up to the Department of Corrections, but the Department of Corrections has taken a note of that as well. But I just want to let you know that would not be our decision as a board, because we don't have that authority. The Board of Executive Clemency does not. But at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will be back to you with its decision for today, sir. I believe that Mr. Simpson has indicated that he's ready to change his life. However, we do find ourselves in this particular situation where he did abscond for 36 days. He did leave the halfway house, and he did admit himself that he had used some methamphetamine. He didn't admit that, but the record shows that he had used some methamphetamine, and he admits himself that he had used some alcohol. And he does understand, he should rather understand, the system quite well, because he'd been a part of supervision and or parole since 03, I believe in 03, 06, 07, 08, and 11. He understands it quite well. Unfortunately, he did leave the halfway house and go out and without the approval of his parole officer. And unfortunately, during those 36 days, we just don't know what he was doing. He could have been doing something very productive, as he suggested, that he was working. We just have no proof of it. Therefore, I'm not in favor, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Yeah. I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Simpson's community supervision based upon the fact that information contained in warrant number 2017W3102, as well as the fact that he did abstain for some 36 days and he did use a legal substance based upon information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be released not too long as I look at it, January the 20th. That's not long at all. You will be out. You won't be on supervision. You'll be on your own. And we wish you the best, and we hope to never see you again in Orange from DOC. Thank you so much for your participation this morning, and your hearing is over, sir. And would you be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Yes.
Thank you so much.